but I've got about a quarter of a bottle now for later as well.
Ugh. Urine is actually 95% water, and it's sterile when fresh. But only drink it when you're hydrated, and drink it sooner rather than later, as it's a breeding ground for bacteria. The people who stand the best chance of survival are the ones prepared to push the limits. In 2006, three Mexican fishermen were rescued after a nine-month ordeal adrift on the Pacific Ocean. They drank turtle blood and their own urine. It's only because they were prepared to go to these extremes that they are alive today. But urine alone is not going to be enough in this heat. You've got to find water, and fast. Just at rest, you should be drinking 2% of your body weight in water every day. That means about 1.5 litres minimum. But in these conditions, you'll need that much just every hour.
Look at the scale of this.
The combination of searing heat and high humidity will take their toll. Your sweat won't cool you down, and if you can't find enough fluids in this heat, you'll die.
I'm walking through these baobab trees now, and these are really typical of this whole Kimberley region. But what they do for me is offer me a little bit of this precious shade.
Finding shade like this can be a lifesaver, as it's up to 30 degrees cooler than when you're in the sun. The people who know how to cope best in this environment, though, are the native Australians, the Aborigines. The Aborigines have a very distinct attitude towards the land, and they don't see themselves as owners of the land, rather that the land owns them, as if they're kind of custodians of it. And it's this sort of respect and understanding that is so vital for staying alive in this sort of harsh environment.